Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, as we've already said today, we have been celebrating our 24th birthday at Mega Kids Club here in Peterhead. And we thought it would be nice for the wider world to meet some of our team, some people who've been through Kids Club and been at Apex Church their whole lives. So we're joined today with three lovely ladies. I couldn't find any lovely guys, so we went with lovely ladies. We're joined by Melody, Alicia, and Steffi Weems, as she likes to be known. I'm going to ask these guys a couple of questions. We're going to just discuss Kids Club and what kind of goes on every week and why it's such a big part of their lives and our lives. So, Melody, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Always awesome. But you've been dragged to Apex Church since you were a small child?
Yeah.
Have you appreciated that effort your parents have put in?
I have, yeah.
And you've been through Apex Kids and Mega Kids?
Yep, went all the way through.
All the way through. You will get your diploma at some point. And what did you like about Mega Kids coming as a child in primary school?
I liked how loud it was and how chaotic it was. It was like a main thing for me in the week and I really enjoyed it.
And just to clarify, it's not that loud and it's controlled chaos.
Yeah.
All within safety guidelines. So you like that, okay?
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids who come for the first time are often deeply shocked and moved and scream and run to the back and say, I want to go home. But if they can just get through that first night, generally, they come back and have a good time. So you like, not everyone likes the loudness and volume. Is that a reflection on your personality, do you think?
Well, I am very loud and very, just a very excited person. So, yeah, probably.
I don't know what that feels like. But so you came through and you came to primary 7, then there's the big decision, will I won't I be a junior helper?
Yeah.
And you decided you want to go down that road. Why is that?
Well, when I was going through primary school, I always saw junior helpers going around and helping kids and everything, and it was always kind of like a goal for me to reach, was being a junior helper and just helping out with everything. So it was always a priority for me to be able to reach that goal. So
just in case maybe people watching have never understood the concept of what a junior helper is, apart from looking like an absolute lemon, which you have your yellow t-shirt, we like to distinguish who the slaves are. Tell the guys who are watching, what does being a junior helper entail? What do you have to do?
Well, when the doors open at 7 for all the kids to come in, we stand at the side and try and make a welcoming place for all the kids to come in and help people who need something, and we also help out with the games and basically just be there to help whenever we're needed.
I like the fact you just turn up at 7.
She doesn't. No, just we turn do up at 7.
The rest of the junior helpers, they come straight after school, am I right?
Yeah, no, I don't go home until after youth, after Mega. So
you leave for school in the morning at what time on a Friday?
I leave for school at normally 10 to 8.
Depends if your mum's woken you up.
Yeah.
10 to 8, that's quite late, eh? So you go to school all day, and then as soon as school's finished, you come into Kids Club. It's at 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah, around about after 3,
and then,
yeah.
We have approximately 25 junior helpers at the moment, and these guys are an army of labor, are incredible. We transform Apex Church into something that looks a lot more child-friendly. People walk in, even that come to our church and go, it's not like this on a Sunday. And we try and make it as child-friendly as possible, but we spend a lot of time with these junior helpers stripping all the things that the kids could break, and we make the hall really nice and friendly for the kids to come. So I can't boast enough on how great the junior helpers are, and they're all, Melody said she really wanted to aspire to be someone who works really hard, and we work the junior helpers really hard. When they're here, they're enthusiastic. They are giving their enthusiasm out on stage so that people can, the kids can copy and mimic their actions and what they're doing. And there's always a waiting list. We put kids on probation to see if they can earn the grade of being a junior helper and hopefully then moving on to adult leadership. And we've got some of our adults here. Broad term, and Alicia, often I will approach people and maybe suggest, you know, you'd be good as a leader, but Alicia, she's more confident than that, and I didn't have to suggest, she just told me she was going to be a leader, so that was nice. But Alicia, tell the folks, why did you want to become a leader at Mega Kids Club?
I think since Meg, I was starting back. That was now the stage that Finlay was the age to come, my five-year-old. So once he could come, it was like, why I wanted to come with him.
Is it because you're a micro-parent?
Sorry?
You're micro-parenting.
Well, I think they going into school when you didn't see nothing that they're doing, and they're going to other of their clubs and you didn't see what they're doing for us. Mega Kids, I get to come and see them. And being obviously a very Christian-based family, coming into Mega Kids and watching your kid worship is the best thing for me. And I didn't even want to miss that.
Hey, let me, before you say any more, I really like what Alicia said there. We've always had an open door policy at Kids Club. Anyone can walk in and see what we're doing. We are in a church building. We are a Bible-based club, and we have never hidden that fact from anyone. So when anyone says, what do you do? We often say, we'll come and see. And they'll come and see, and then they'll think, like, oh, that's fine. My child can go. I'm going home. It's too loud. But I like the fact that Alicia felt it was a great, she could just come in and she could be with Finlay. And you've been on team for 5 minutes now?
Yeah. Well, I was actually on team a long time ago when I would have had a yellow T-shirt for a wee while. But then probably seasons just change. And as you go through some things, it's the time for you and sometimes it's nay. And then just all of a sudden it was kind of back up as a time for it, and it's the highlight of my week.
Awesome. What's really good is you also serve with your sister and your mum.
Yep.
And it's nothing better than being able to be with your family and be at church as a family. It's really, really good. Kids Club ran long before I met Jennifer and long before I even had kids. It was never in my mind to have a ministry so that my family could do something. But it turns out God's plans are bigger than our plans, and it was a plan all along that God had. Mm-hmm. And so what's your highlight on a Friday when you come into this hall, Alicia?
I think just the buzz, and I love the worship, and I love the songs, and I love the kids all singing the songs and dancing and the worshiping, and just it's amazing how you have a room full of 300 kids and everybody knows every song. They know all the dance moves and they're all jumping. They're all being really good, and it's amazing how you can hear 300 kids totally under control and listening and doing the same thing and watching for Abdi's doing.
See, Melody, totally under control. Chaos is totally under control. Don't throw me under the bus again. Okay. No, that's really good to hear that. I really love the worship and the abandonment of the kids. Mm-hmm. And the actions thing, I think there's just one person in the room who generally doesn't know the actions, and it's usually me. I make them up as I go along and look at the other leaders who are doing a total different action, but arguably, you know, I make up for in enthusiasm what I don't have in skill. And on to Steph. Now, Stephanie, you wanted to come on team and you approached me, which again is very unusual because when you're on team, there's a lot to do. And but you'd never actually been to Kids Club. Alicia knew exactly what she was getting into. Melody knew exactly what she was getting into. But you, unknown,
yep,
of knowing what you were, you just, I'll do it. And your words to me were, when we met, you said you will do anything.
I did.
Which is very brave. I mean, I'll say very, very brave. So what brought you to the point? You're at Apex Church and you come along with your family and an extended family, and you then decide, I'm going to join the Kids Club crew.
Yeah, and for me, I really wanted to get involved in church, and I wanted to be involved in church for so long. And I think for me, during lockdown, like, I really felt the Lord saying, step up, Steph. And children's ministry was a real obvious thing for me, because like Alicia, Gracie was going into primary one as well. So, and your children grow up so quick, so quick. And from there at school, you don't really see them as much, and they're going to other clubs and stuff. And Mega was really something for me and her to be involved in as well. And I was just like blown away at first Friday that I walked in here, because I had really no idea. I knew with you, Matthew, that there was going to be lots of energy. It was going to be so much fun, but it just like surpassed any expectations that I had. And it honestly is the absolute highlight of our Friday night news as well. And I love like seeing Gracie's excitement. Like, as you say, she was petrified to start with because it was so noisy. But like last Friday, she was at the very front.
Wow.
Which for a little timid girl at the back at the start of Mega, and seeing her at the front and seeing all these kids like worshipping is just incredible. And that's the thing, it's inclusive for everybody. And as I say, it's just my highlight of my week now. I just absolutely love it. It means a lot to like to our family being part of Mega as well. So it's magic.
Wow, that's really good. In fact, Gracie was at the front. She shoved the person who won the prize last week. She's like, get on the stage. What are you doing here? I forgot that. She was right at the front. Yeah, she's come a long way. She used to come in and scream at me because I'm loud and in your face. And one thing you said there was the cross-section of kids. And since day one, we've had a massive cross-section of kids coming from every single background. And I was clearing out my office the other day because my wife told me I had to. And we've a kids club archive, and I very seldom go back into it, but we've kept a lot of things. And I stumbled across this letter, and the letter read, I think we had a competition where they had to write a story, and we had all sorts of stories. I can't even, we must have been giving away a book. Our prizes have somewhat improved, but we were giving away a book. They had to write a story, and this story, I'm going to call this little girl Ellie. She says, and she wrote this letter. I maybe should have brought it if I was organized, but it's just come to me. And she says, this is my story. And she says, one day my mum dropped me off to the family center because she was needing help looking after me while she went shopping. That was a lie. My mum never came back. And I'm reading this letter. I remember this letter because obviously that's obviously why I've kept it. And I kept on reading. But she continued her story. I don't know where my mum is, but I live with Granny and Granda now. And I come to Kids Club every single week. And she has now grown into an adult. And guess what? Ellie's child now comes to Mega Kids Club on a Friday night. And you don't know what a day will bring for anybody or any kids. And we've got, as you say, we've got kids from all sections of society, from all different types of backgrounds. And when we do the worship, and it's been intentional, we didn't used to do, we've always done kids' songs, we've always done kids-friendly songs, but we started doing worship maybe 3 or 4 years ago, really intentionally. And the response has been incredible. The atmosphere completely changes in the room. It's one of my favorite bits. I can't lie. And just seeing, because all the kids just kind of stop and abandon themselves, and we're lifting up Jesus' name, and it commands the attention of heaven, and it's a great, great thing. So looking forward, this is year 24, and what do you think we should do moving forward? Anyone got any crazy ideas? I thought we were going to, when you joined team, I was like, yes, I'm going to have a Disney night. I know. So we've not done any dress-up things in a while. So what do you think of that, Steph? We're going to get...
I'm all for it.
Are you all for a Disney night? So we're going to just... The kids love to sing songs over and over and over.
Encanto.
In case you hadn't seen, there's something about Bruno. But we don't talk about him. So that's something I would like to see coming up. But anybody had any brainwaves of some great things we're going to get going on? Great. It's all back to me then.
That's
spectacular. But we are excited. The good thing about Kids Club is, I was obviously in my office for far too long, so I found some old videos and I put them on, and Nathan said, and the kids came to that. And I'm like, well, it was quite good at the time, but it was 2004, and I'm watching it back, and there was so much dead air and dead space, and the kids just kind of chatted amongst themselves. But culture's changed so much now, and there's so many screens, and everything demands their attention. We have to move so quick, and Kids Club is really, really fast. We do everything we can to engage these kids with Jesus, and that's what our goal is. And our team is incredible. This is a tiny section of team. Our team is huge, and I can't boast on the team enough. As I say, we have an army of junior helpers who come in after school, and they help us build the hall and create atmosphere. There's a lot to be said. Everybody who comes in, it says the same thing. You can't describe the feeling when you come in. You can't get that on camera. The experience of being in this hall, the tangible excitement and joy on a Friday. But we have team players from, we have 10 bus stop leaders, and now we have registration staff. We have people who make our supper, and they're a very important part of my life because all these junior helpers and team are coming straight out of their work. They finish work at 5 o'clock, they arrive at the church, they shovel some food down, and then they go out to their bus stop, so they go where they need to be. And we've got people who count money. We get in so much change on a Friday through our copper competition and our tuck shop. Someone does that for me, and it's such a load off. There's a place for everybody. That's what I like about Kids Club. If you want to join a team, we'll find a place for you. We're now running 4 tuck shops on a Friday night. It's unbelievable. I spend £400 a week at Macro, and it's an event in itself. The staff say, you like a lot of sweets. It's not for me. But there's so many different things. We have a production team, we have stage team, we have there's just so much. We have door staff, very, very important door staff. We are directly across from a Wetherspoons, and sometimes they like to come and experience the noise as well. And I'll show them where the street is when they leave. But we love Mega Kids Club. And again, COVID in that couple of years was tough, and it was cruelly taken away. But we've come back, and I would say we've strengthened team, we've grown team, we've grown Kids Club. As I sit here, we had our record-breaking night of 297 children on Friday, and I never, ever, I have lots of wild dreams, but I never thought we would see that. And we're sitting here by the grace of God, and I'd like to thank everybody who's been along in our journey and everybody who's helped me out tonight. And I couldn't get everyone on the stage because this video would be 4 hours long as everyone got going. But if you feel like you need to come and see this, I encourage you on a Friday night during term, our Facebook page is Mega Kids Club. Come and experience what it is to see these kids in this hall worshiping Jesus, having the best night of their lives. We've designed the club very well so that it's their night, and I want it always to be their night. It's not about me or any of the team. It's all about the children. So I hope you've gotten something out of this. I hope you've been inspired maybe to get involved in something like Steph said. And maybe you are in a family and you think, oh, what could I do as a family? Well, there's always something at Apex Church to serve as a family. So we thank you very much for listening. This has been me and some of the greatest Apex and Mega Kids team. I'm going to die because there's more. But hey, we hope we've been encouraged, and here is on to year 25. I've no idea what we're going to do, but I know it's going to be big. We're going to make Steph come as Mickey Mouse, I think. That'll be the best thing. Minnie, sorry, is it? Hey, but this has been us. Thanks for listening.